a while back, 10 years, thereabouts, there was an article making its way around some of the magazines. I think the women's magazines. I believe Reader's Digest had the article. It was called The 10 Worst Things You Can Say to a Child. And then they listed these 10 things that you should not say to a child. And then there was a paragraph under each one of them talking about that if you do say these things, your kid basically is going to be on Springer, along with 9 other drug addict, social parolee, bad check writing misfits. And your kid's going to be their leader because you said these things. Don't say we didn't warn you. Naturally, my curiosity was piqued. I'm figuring the 10 worst things. What would this be? I'm going to rip your tongue out of your head, wrap it around the fence. What kinds of things? The 10 worst things you can say to a child. I'm figuring I don't even know if I want to open it up and look. Over the years, I've heard a lot of 10 worst things. Well, I don't want to say this was an example of media hype, but I looked at those 10 worst things. I don't know about you. Any given day, I could hit a couple of them. You give me a week, I could run a bunch of them. Here was a bit of a sample. Because I said so. Do it or else. Just be quiet. Please leave me alone. If you don't come now, I'm leaving without you. My dad raised me on that one. I suppose you could make a case that these are not the coolest things to say to a kid. But the 10 worst? We had a caller yesterday. This dear lady had 3 little ones. She was distraught, to say the least, because as her kids frustrated her recently, she said something that she thought was terrible. It was not a nice thing to say. I dare say a lot of parents say it. It was essentially talking about her level of frustration with her children and some regrets, shall we say, that she was having. And the poor thing, she was crushed that this could come out of her mouth, and she was worried that 22 years from now, the kids would be sitting around the Thanksgiving table talking and saying, Mom, I'll never forget what you said. It turned my life upside down, inside out, over and about. So hopefully we reassured her a little bit. But I got to thinking about this. I'm going to make a statement here that's pretty radical, but hopefully you'll digest it. We are human. Now, I'm paid the big bucks by Relevant Radio to say profound things like this. That's right. They pay me big dollars. We are human. As a result, with all of our foibles and our frailties and our struggles and our inconsistencies and our overreactions and our nastiness, we do these human things. And sometimes our kids are the target of our humanness. Well, all the time, the kids are a target of our humanness, if we interact with them in any way. Sometimes our humanness is good, though. As a result, we do say things. It is not one-time things or two-time things that might squirt out of your mouth that can necessarily cause the damage. It's the repetition. It's over time. It is the relentlessness of the negativity that takes its toll. If you agonize over some little thing that has slipped out of your mouth 6 months ago that you said toward your children, and you shouldn't have said it. Nobody's arguing that. Nobody's saying it's a good thing. What we're saying is the parent-child relationship is incredibly durable. God made it that way. Unfortunately, many parents are skittish now because they've been warned by articles like the 10 worst things you can say to a child. And I could just imagine poor parents reading this going, oh no, I said six of them last week. What we've done is we've made you psychologically skittish. We've made you nervous, insecure, uptight about the fact that you're human and you can do this stuff. And your kids, in all likelihood, will survive you because why? Because you have love all over top of everything else. Part of your humanness is your love. And therefore, I'm not saying you can't say these things and that you never will or that they are even okay to say. I'm simply saying they are an inescapable part of a human relationship. And you must recognize that so that if and when they do come out of your mouth, you apologize, you do your best to make it right, and then you move on. You don't worry. Someday, 22 years from now, he's going to be sitting in the middle of some prison encounter group on an afternoon talk show talking about you. Is the camera on me? I've never said this to anyone in my life. Not even my 12 therapists. So I might as well say it on national television. I was 5 years old. My mother was in the garage screaming my name along with words I couldn't understand. Screaming over and over again, talking about my father's side of the family. She was taking my Care Bear, throwing it underneath the truck tires, driving back and forth over it, screaming this hideous laugh. She'll never buy me anything as long as I'm alive. I can't learn to keep it where people won't trip over it. I was never the same after that. When I was six, I wrote my first bad check. When I was seven, I counterfeited my first school lunch token. God knew children were going to be raised by us. They're not fragile spun glass. They are more likened to steel-belted radials. Heavy sheets of steel on both sides. Little buggers are durable. They're built to withstand you and me in all of our humanness. Well, maybe you. I've gotten rid of most of my humanness.